Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Shavir Cummings, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, October 17, 1855, readers of the Barbadian newspaper learned about problems the rum shop owners were facing. Legislators in the island were on the brink of introducing an amendment to the liquor license bill in the form of a price increase of liquor licenses. The cost of a liquor license would move from £13.60 to £20. The editorial of the Barbadian newspaper sought to bring some balance and clarity on this issue by responding to an article written in the West Indian newspaper, which had been filled with a litany of baseless assumptions and claims. Barbados, the birthplace of rum, had an estimated number of 600 rum shops scattered throughout the island's town and countryside, which had applied for their liquor licenses. The liquor license allowed these rum shop owners to be able to legally sell and store alcoholic beverages. Some rum shops also sold groceries, bread, and various provisions, acting as a convenience store in neighborhoods. The cost increase of the liquor license, according to the Barbadian newspaper, was not enacted to reduce the number of rum shops, but to avoid placing a rum tax on the producers of rum. The Barbadian editorial reasoned that if a rum tax was brought into effect, it would increase the cost of a liquor license far beyond that of the £20 as in other colonies. Additionally, legislators decided it was best to increase the price of the liquor license as it would be easier for rum shop owners to pass the increase on to consumers. Setting the record straight, and in hope of correcting misleading information published by the West Indian newspaper, the editor of the Barbadian went on to posit that there's no need to fear that persons would have to walk miles to buy necessities such as bread and candles if all the rum shops in neighborhoods and in town closed down. The Barbadian noted that there are shops that do not sell rum, which would not be impacted by the increase in liquor license and would therefore continue to operate. On this day, therefore, the editorial of the Barbadian chastised the West Indian newspaper for poor and careless journalism, which will excite the laborers, pander to low taste, and win the popularity of the ignorant. The increase in liquor license did not close the rum shops. In fact, as new villages were created in the late 19th century, the number of shops continued to increase, reaching a high of 1,800 in the 1960s.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.